Welcome to the Daily Dumbass. And here's your host, Dipshit Dal. Good morning, I'm Dipshit Dal. In today's news, stocks that I own are up, so that's good. In other news, my psychic self believes that in one point in the next few years, Kim Kardashian will be governor of California, and while that governor run is happening, Mr. Kardashian will release a 7-season series Skinamax version of his retaliation to the Ray J video. In other news, Jesse Pinkman, who escaped from Bill Burr on Breaking Bad, is now high suspect of all the people who are crystal healers. It is believed that all the crystal healers are currently getting their crystals from Jesse Pinkman. So if you are visiting a crystal healer, chances are that your crystals were made in a Bill Burr style Nazi meth lab. So be very careful whenever you go to all your crystal healers out there, and make sure that it's proper crystal meth that they're healing you with. These crystals are usually blue, and they make you have great strength and energy, and that's because you're absorbing the very Heisenberg you'll be having the Heisenberg secret formula come straight into your pores whenever the crystal therapist puts the crystals on your back. Also, in future updates, we have audio from R. Kelly's courtroom trial, and the judge said, and I'm quoting this off of a website, the judge said, "Mr. Kelly, how do you plead?" And he said, "My mind's telling me no, but my body keeps telling me yes," was his plea in court. And also, with Woke Community, there will be a new cartoon coming out. It is a slight reboot of a cartoon that was out during the 80s and 90s. And that cartoon was He-Man, and the woke culture found it very inappropriate. So now the show that they will be having is the They Person. And that's basically about a baby who comes out who is a baby and insanely strong, but they don't know if they want to perform in a matter of men's sport or women's sports, so they just fucking dominate both of them, is what They Person, the animated series coming out on the Peacock original network, will be about. Also, in today's news, we have lots of rain in the forecast. It is raining cats and dogs in the current area. So if you are driving to work and a chihuahua falls out of the sky and lands under your car, don't worry about it. It'll just go right back into the soil, and life goes on. It's a circled life on suing ya. In the movie and news entertainment, there's basically no reason why you should be watching anything on cable TV, and get going on streaming services. There's 1,000 to choose from, and why not? You know? And also, why waste your time going to any movie theaters? You can just get HBO Max and watch everything that you want, including South Park. South Park being banned in China. That's pretty cool because, you know, it's not like they've done anything wrong. South Park, I mean. But since they've been banned, they've really upped their content. If you are interested in watching South Park and you're balling on a budget like I've been doing, you go to South Park's website, and along with making your own little cracked out avatar from South Park, you can go ahead and watch free episodes that they have, free clips. It's really cool. South Park's always a good one to watch up on. And in sports news, there's a racist team that beat another color. Not, and I don't mean like a color of skin. I mean like red, yellow, blue. That it's basically we should rename all of our sports teams mythological creatures and have the fucking unicorns take on the Pegasus that take on the Gryffindors and Hufflepuffs. And, you know, let's just get rid of the Vikings, and let's get rid of the twins, because, I mean, why not have the triplets? Or the hell with it. Let's get rid of the Utah Jazz, because let's be honest, no one in Utah listens to jazz. I say we just move the teams. Let's take the Yankees and let's move them out of fucking New York, and let's fucking move them to fucking Boston, okay? We move them down to Boston, and then we move the Boston Red Sox. We move them down to Louisiana, and you move them on down to Louisiana down there, and you let them Cajun people be in charge of them right hand, and let's just go ahead and let's just do a whole big old shuffle with all these teams and throw them all over the place, you know? Yeah, so let's do, we should move all the teams to like places that there's not been teams. You know, Arkansas needs a team besides, Pig City! And Nevada, they got the Raiders recently. But Los Angeles, you guys need to move a lot of your teams because, I mean, Hollywood's dead, and you're going to catch on fire again. It's not a threat. I'm not threatening California, but it's just a fact. You will catch on fire again. Sound like a mobster. Hey, listen, fucking Cali, listen up. Your starting cause all types of problems in all types of other states, okay? We got the reverse Dust Bowl going on. We got all these fucking people from fucking California. They're moving down to New York. And they're moving to Denver. They're moving to fucking Oklahoma. They're moving to fucking Wyoming, just like Kanye. They're moving to fucking Texas, like Joe Rogan. So, yeah, we got the reverse Dust Bowl happening in California, and that's because of the fires and the homeless. California is going to soon just be the woke and dope and the homeless. And that's cool. They could just fucking annihilate each other. And we also have, a lot of shit's happening. People moving out of New York. Texas is becoming hot. Don't mess with Texas. My dad sent me a picture from Wyoming, and there's a sign that said, keep your California out of Wyoming. And Oklahoma, I've met a lot of people in this area that are from California originally. Everybody's getting the fuck out. I did it about 6 years ago. Everyone else is doing it now. I'm not saying that I started it. But, I mean, I hopped in before other shit was going down. I suggest you do the same thing. This is a marketing ad for California. Do you like waking up in the morning and being limited to how long your water of a shower you can take because of water restrictions? Because you're fucking always in a drought? Are you glad of the fact that if you live in certain areas, like the place that I grew up, your water has to come from a actual 5-gallon bucket or a 5-gallon 5 gallon bucket back in my day. No, it has to come from a 5 gallon water jug that you have to take down and take coins to the water company, and they fill up your water from a glacier water thing where a water company comes in and gives them fresh water because the town's water is fucked. Do you enjoy living in an area where you get rain 3 times in 2 years and it's fucking hellacious rain on a state that's not prepared for it, and they end up having a mudslide, and then it gets so goddamn hot and it's a dry heat where the dry heat dries out everything, and then someone decides that they're going to go camping and have a campfire, and then the whole hill catches on fire, and from the hill catching on fire, the mountain catches on fire. After the mountain catches on fire, the whole goddamn state catches on fire again, and you got everyone posting, oh, we're stuck in California, and here's how smoky it is, and oh my gosh. Yeah, guess what? I moved to a place where there's fucking tornadoes. I know every year at a certain time, there's going to be a goddamn tornado. And the chances are that it's going to come down, and it's going to do its thing, and then it's going to go back up. Several of them a year. You live in a place that's known to fucking burn down. So, that's my ad for California. Get the fuck out, everyone. This has been a fun little rant. It's been a cool, I don't know how many minutes it's been. 15 almost? Yeah. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy it, tell a friend. If not, it's cool. You know, I'm just doing this for me, man. I'm going to start today. This will be posted about 11 o'clock on Wednesday. I'm going to start the day, take a shower, go into work, and then maybe I'll work, come back, do my family thing, go to bed, and wake up and do this again. I don't know how often I'll be putting this up. So every episode, whenever I say, here's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing this every day. I'm going to be doing this every week. I'm going to be doing this. I don't fucking know, okay? When I have time, I'll do it. If you like it, listen. If you think a friend might like it, have them listen. If not, fuck it. Why not? There's all types of podcasts out there. Find one. Listen to it. Enjoy. Find other ones. I know the number of podcasts. I've said it. The number of podcasts have went up. But you also got to think about it. A lot of people might have done what I've done. And there's people who are doing multiple podcasts. I'm not doing that. But there's people who are doing multiple podcasts hoping that one will catch. Me, on the other hand, let's just say hypothetically, I might have a few, not robo accounts, but a few accounts created for a podcast that's never actually uploaded anything. But just in case something goes south with this shit, I could just start up a different one. So yeah. Whatever. This is Dipshit Dell. And happy Wednesday.